it's a million dollars, you're gonna run up and go like,
I'll tell you why, because physically it wasn't possible. Can you imagine when you're 28 years old, suddenly to stop you, to change your entire life? It's impossible. It's not that I didn't want to. It's not that, it's almost like me now going to the gym and looking at this guy with like hands like that and saying, wow, oh, I want to be like him. And then going and trying to push 200 pounds. I'll just lift it up. It's not going to work. I need a whole year to work out. Start with 20 pounds, then 30 pounds, then 40 pounds, then 60 pounds. I can't look at one guy and be like, wow, I want to be like him. Same thing with becoming religious. I knew I can't, like, with one night say, like, okay, let me put the jacket on, and I'm like, I knew I had to gradually climb. And if anyone jumps way too far right away, then they fall right out. It wasn't about the sense of urgency. It was being more practical. I knew I can't become religious right away. You heard what I said. It's Shabbat. I could only do the Kiddush. That's it. That was my thing. I every week added one thing. You know, then I stopped turning off the lights in the bathroom. Then, you know, I used to put the TV on, but choose the channel I like, and I wouldn't switch the channels. I'd sit like this the whole Shabbos. You know, I would choose just not to flip the channels. So it sounds funny and stupid, but that for me was huge. You know what it was for me? To sit in front of the TV and not flip the channels, and then not to just turn the lights on. So, because physically, you know, everybody that starts keeping Shabbat, comes the morning of Shabbat, you feel like ripping your hairs out of your head. I would drive just to drive around. I couldn't take it. So you have to build it. So I knew I had the urge, but I knew I couldn't do it. Bechlal, in anything in life, you do it too fast. The faster you go up, the faster you go down. If you go fast slowly, you go up slowly, then you are secure that you're not going to crash too fast. It's not easy being Jewish. Yeah.
So an experience like yours, it's for sure enough to get motivated and to get started, but later on the way, I'm sure you might have had some yeridot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not always fun, but sure.
Everyone, it's up and down. All your life is up and down. You know, the best example is you go to a hospital and you look at the ones that are connected to the machines. What do you see? The line goes up and down, up and down, up and down. When somebody dies, the line is straight. Our life is up and down, up and down. If your life is straight line, you're dead, spiritually and physically, but mainly spiritually. So your life has to be up and down, up and down, up and down. The whole point is to know that when you go down, most people, they fall into despair. The whole point to know is when you go down, it's just to...
Why they call bipolar?
I can't hear you.
Why they call bipolar somebody, up or down?
I don't know what they call bipolar. No, I understand, but I'm giving a different example. In life... If you don't go up and down, something is wrong. You constantly, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down.
And to be up and to be down.
Exactly, exactly.
Otherwise, it would be the same.
The point is...
If every day is sunny, it's no good. Get the rain, you appreciate.
Nachon, exactly. Everybody, if you don't have ups and downs, something is wrong. When my life is steady, I'm afraid. I'm like, what is he planning now, this Yetzer Hara? He's probably preparing a big one. If everything is good for 2-3 months, I'm like, whoa, whoa. Probably he's now preparing a big explosion.
Oh,
so the point is to know that when you're down, it's just to take a lot of air and to get momentum, and then you go back up.
So it could be good to go to make Aliyah with a little insecurity. So be watchful.
That depends. It really depends on the individual. Having insecurity is not a good thing in any way, because you always have to have bitachon in Hashem. If you have a yerida, it doesn't mean that you lose your bitachon in Hashem. It just means that, you know, if I want to now run and jump over a big fence, I can't just jump over the fence. I have to go back, catch momentum, run real fast, and then I jump over the fence. So same thing, if Hashem pushes you down, because He wants you to get this momentum. But to have insecurity in other things, maybe that's one thing. But in Hashem, if you have insecurity in Hashem, that's a big problem.
Our own yeridot and not being good enough, not keeping 100%.
That's what the Yetzer Hara wants you to feel, to get insecure.
If we're not 100% where we want to be, we should still make out.
Yeah. No, in regards to Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, you want to be very secure in your Avodat Hashem. You don't want to be, iffy. I know a lot of people who started becoming religious. They went to Eretz Yisrael, 2-3 months, back. It's very easy to fall there. The power of the Klipa in Israel is very powerful.
Why should that be?
Why is it?
Yeah.
Because in Israel, there's so much Kedusha, holiness, that Zeh Lumat Zeh Bara Elokim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything that he created the opposite, the le'umat zeh. So where is a lot of kedusha, there'll be a lot of tumah, a lot of the other. It can be, it has to be balanced. And Israel is the highest kedusha in the world, so the opposite will be just as hard.
So it seems harder to be balanced there yourself, because forces that are too strong.
That's why you have to be very strong in your avodat Hashem. You can be iffy. Because it's very easy to fall there.
So how do you, who like to build bridges, who reach out to those who are less connected, do it in a place, for example, you're doing it here, do you think it's easier here or easier in Israel?
I don't know.
What's it going to be like for you in Israel?
I have no idea. I've been to many lectures in Israel. The ones who are prepared is as easy as here and even easier. The ones that are very far, that's a hard bridge to build. It's a challenge, a good challenge. But I'm not expecting. I don't really. It sounds doesn't sound nice. I don't really care if it's going to be hard or not. I know that's going to be my next stage. And some of the Israelis are very easy to work with. Some of them are hard. But the advantage is that I'm Israeli. My disadvantage in here is that I'm not American. I have a strong language barrier. It's hard for me to. Explain things. That's after 10 years, but I'm still, my language is not good. In Hebrew, I'm. Besides with Israeli, I have the slang. I was in the army, I have the jokes, I have the whole thing. It's totally different.
Are you going to be able...
Besides, I'm going to come back here for more lectures. That's not the...
Like you had the guy in the army who